This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry. Bobby, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Bobby Marshall, president of online ticket selling. Everyticket.com, can you get me tickets for the big game?
I absolutely can. How many would you like? 10, 20, 30?
30? You know, it's a smaller group. Let's say 6. How much is that going to set me back?
Done. If you want to sit premium seats, lower level, probably looking at about $4,000 a ticket, so roughly right around $24,000 to get you into the game.
Now, Bob Marshall, president of Everyticket.com, I would have thought that's a low number. My feeling was, you know, maybe there'd be 10,000. Is the price going to maybe go up between now and actually Sunday?
It could. It kind of bounces around a little bit between that number. I think yesterday was around 3,700. It could probably go up to right around 4,500, somewhere in that ballpark is what we're projecting.
So I'm talking to you. You are in Miami at this point, right?
That's correct.
Now, if economic indicators, we look at a lot of them on this program, can we look at the Super Bowl tickets and the market for Super Bowl tickets? And, of course, this is the highest rated, you know, television event possibly in the world. Have they fluctuated this year?
John, they have. It's gone down from the last time the Super Bowl was in Miami. That same ticket I just quoted you at, which is, it's a bargain, was about $8,500, and the Super Bowl was played here in 2007. So for the same type of seat, so you're looking at half the price, basically.
And does that make things bad for you, or does it just mean more people can go and actually get involved?
Well, what actually is happening is less people are going. That's what's bringing the price down, and it's not great for obviously the opportunity is there for people to still come down today, tomorrow, and go to the game for much cheaper than what they've been able to in years past. As far as bad for us, it's probably better when the price was higher, so there's more margins to work with, sure.
So where do you get your tickets? I mean, do you actually buy them, or do people buy them and then put them on your site and get a piece of the action themselves?
We do carry quite an extensive inventory, but also we do sell other people's tickets as well. So we would get them probably from fans that decided, hey, I can make some money on this ticket. The face value on most of the tickets is anywhere $800 to $1,000. 800 being for a lower for upper level seat, and 1,000 for an lower. And they usually mark them up, and we see what we can do with them.
All right, if I wanted to sit in the cheapest seat in the stadium, what would that be?
You'd be looking at an upper level. We'd maybe throw in a pair of binoculars, but it'd be about $1,350.
$1,350 still.
Still, exactly correct. But again, in years past, last time the Super Bowl was played here, that ticket was about $3,000.
Now, we're in partnership with ProPublica, who's a website that actually takes a look at Capitol Hill, and we're trying to figure out how maybe congressmen and senators would be going to the game. You know, I'm calling you to try to get tickets. How do lawmakers and big shots actually end up getting tickets usually?
An assistant calls.
Well, that's for sure. But is there a big business in, like, donated tickets or passing them around to VIPs?
What do you mean? Donated tickets, like...
Well, I mean, I want you to come to the game. I need to give you a gift. Are tickets gifted a lot?
Sometimes, yes. That's true, yes. We actually have gift certificates, and people do call up and say, hey, I want to take, such and such. This person's been an important part of my, whether it's an anniversary gift or for someone as a gift or at work or something. Not much work-related lately.
Finally, can you give me the breakdown, New Orleans fans versus Indianapolis fans? Who's winning?
I would say for sure a lot more New Orleans fans,
all
definitely.
Right. Bob Marshall, president of Everyticket.com, selling premium tickets to sold-out events. He's got tickets for the Super Bowl. Get them now.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.